Montgomery County is struggling with school overcrowding in some districts. The county has taken the step of looking at school boundaries to address the problem, but that's not the only controversial option on the table. WAMU's business and development reporter Ali Schweitzer tells us more.
There's no question that many schools in Montgomery County are overcrowded, especially down county and in places like North Bethesda. That's where Abby Milstein lives. She says when her eldest daughter started out at Lux Manor Elementary, classrooms had plenty of space. But by the time her other kids entered the school several years later,
the classrooms themselves were so full they had to open multiple classrooms to accommodate the number of students who'd come in.
Milstein believes the overcrowding is partly driven by new housing development. She says building in nearby Rockville and Bethesda was once manageable,
but then the building continued and it hasn't stopped.
Montgomery County does have plans to build more schools to absorb new students, but they won't be built in time to meet the current need. So the county is about to embark on Plan B, that is, temporarily stop building new homes. This July, at least four school clusters are expected to enter housing moratoria, including the Walter Johnson High School cluster in Abby Milstein's part of the county. The freeze could put on hold hundreds, even thousands, of new housing units slated in the area for at least 1 year. But some in the county say the moratorium policy, which has been around for about 15 years, isn't going to fix anything. First of all, housing advocates say the county faces a housing shortage. And planners say most new students in those overcapacity clusters don't live in new buildings. They live in existing homes. Casey Anderson chairs Montgomery County's planning board.
Neighborhood turnover is driving the vast majority of school capacity issues in those high school clusters.
Anderson means that families with children are moving into homes previously occupied by people without kids in the public schools. He says his office has analyzed where new students in the county live and in the communities where the county is considering a housing freeze, he says.
There are about 4,000 new students that have entered the school system during the last 5 years. Only 200 of those students live in new dwelling units.
In other words, just 5% of those new students live in new housing, according to the planning board. That's why Anderson says shutting down residential construction actually just deprives the county of revenue that could go to the schools. And he says housing freezes have other ripple effects.
We're really constraining our economic development more generally because our workforce needs housing that meets the needs of employers.
And not having that housing, he says, makes it harder to attract and retain employers, which recent studies have shown is already a problem that's squeezing the county's budget. So planners have had tentative discussions about revising the moratorium policy. But any proposed changes are likely to spark a political battle. Many residents say the planning board is underestimating how many students live in new developments, and County Executive Mark Elrich would like to maintain housing moratoria, or at least get developers to pay more to fund school construction.
I'm not in favor of trading off, you know, longstanding residents to accommodate simply new development. We need a way to make sure that if development's going to go forward in a place that's overcrowded, that they provide enough money to solve the problem.
Charging developers higher fees has broad support among residents who say builders need to pay their fair share. But others point out the county already charges some of the highest development fees in the region, and raising them more would discourage development and dampen the local economy. So it's a pickle. And North Bethesda parent Abby Milstein acknowledges that.
I think you need to have development. I think you need to have a community grow. But you have to do it in a thoughtful and proactive way.
Thoughtful and proactive solutions could emerge when the county is expected to revisit the moratorium policy, but that won't take place until next year. And before then, some housing construction is likely to be put on hold. That is, unless county officials quickly figure out how to accommodate the many families who want to move to Montgomery County because of the excellent public schools. For WAMU, I'm Ali Schweitzer.